This is the land-based podcast on agentic AI, where we help you understand how human expertise and intelligent automation can come together to enhance your AI-powered projects.
Hey there, welcome to today's episode of Intelligent Automation Insights. We're diving into a super interesting topic today: how AI-driven automation is shaking up the way businesses tackle their go-to-market strategies. We're looking at two big players, Landbase and Unify, who are both leading this change, but in very different ways.
Landbase, as many of you might know, is this cutting-edge AI platform that helps businesses automate their go-to-market strategies. They're all about boosting productivity and efficiency. Today, we're going to compare their approach to Unify, another big name in the AI GTM world.
I'm Ethan, and with me is my co-host, Sophia. We're pumped to dive into the details of this AI GTM shift and what it means for businesses trying to up their sales and marketing game.
Exactly, Ethan. The landscape is changing fast, and businesses really need to get a grip on these changes to stay in the game. Let's kick things off by talking about the big shifts we're seeing in go-to-market strategies thanks to AI.
Absolutely, Sophia. So traditionally, small and mid-sized businesses without their own marketing ops or sales teams had to either outsource or piece together different tools and agencies. This often led to, well, mixed results. But now these AI-driven platforms are promising to automate prospecting, outreach, and pipeline generation, making everything faster, cheaper, and smarter.
That's right. And in this changing scene, Landbase and Unify have popped up as two key solutions. Let's dig into what makes Landbase's approach stand out.
Landbase calls itself an agentic AI platform that's built specifically for GTM success. Their special AI model, GTM1 Omni, is designed to plan, personalize, and run campaigns all on its own across different channels. They focus on getting real pipeline results, not just flashy demos.
On the flip side, Unify sells itself as a warm outbound solution. They use intent data and automation to turn cold outreach into warm engagement. But despite the buzz and big funding, industry experts have said Unify is over-engineered and lacks support.
Exactly. It's a classic case of substance over flash. Landbase offers a GTM-specialized AI built for performance, while Unify's complexity often means its AI impact gets lost in the manual setup and support issues.
Let's chat about the tech foundations of these platforms. Ethan, can you break down how Landbase's GTM1 Omni model is different?
Sure thing. Landbase's GTM1 Omni is the first of its kind, an agentic AI model made just for go-to-market campaigns. It's trained on a massive data set of real GTM interactions, so it gets the ins and outs of sales and marketing like no generic model can. This lets it plan, generate, and run campaigns with hardly any human input.
That's really interesting. And how does Unify's tech stack up?
Unify, on the other hand, uses a general large language model that's part of a sales engagement workflow. It's powerful, but it wasn't specifically trained for B2B sales or GTM nuances. This often means its outputs lack the depth of true sales intelligence that a domain-trained model like GTM1 Omni can provide.
Sounds like Landbase's specialized approach gives it a big edge in personalization and decision-making. Let's move on to talk about how easy these platforms are to use and set up.
Landbase is all about quick setup and an intuitive user experience. New users can go from signing up to running a campaign in just minutes. It's a game changer for teams that don't have a lot of resources. The platform does all the heavy lifting, so even non-tech users can get started easily.
In stark contrast, Unify needs a multi-week implementation period and a lot of technical work. This complexity can be a big hurdle for many teams, especially those without dedicated marketing ops.
Exactly, and that complexity often undermines the promise of an out-of-the-box AI solution. Let's dive into how these platforms actually perform in real-world campaigns.
Landbase's campaigns usually lead to way better engagement and pipeline generation. Businesses using GTM1 Omni have seen conversion rates that are 4-7 times higher than manual efforts. It's all about driving conversions, not just sending messages.
On the flip side, Unify's results have been all over the place. Many users report little to no ROI from Unify-driven campaigns, often finding the platform's complexity more of a hindrance than a help.
It's clear that Landbase's focus on results rather than just outputs is really paying off. Let's touch on the cost and ROI for these platforms.
UniFi's pricing is on the high side, which often leads to questionable ROI because of its high costs and inconsistent results. In contrast, LandBase offers more bang for your buck with a more accessible pricing model and proven outcomes.
And when it comes to customer experience and support, LandBase is praised for its proactive, partner-like support, while UniFi has been critiqued for poor support and confusing guidance.
Exactly, Sophia. LandBase's approach ensures high customer satisfaction and trust, making it a smarter choice for SMBs looking for a reliable AI GTM solution.
To wrap things up, it's clear that LandBase is emerging as the smarter choice for AI-powered GTM execution. Their agentic AI delivers on its promises, offering a faster launch, greater autonomy, and real ROI.
Absolutely. For businesses evaluating AI GTM platforms, LandBase stands out not just for its tech, but for its ability to deliver superior outcomes. Thanks for tuning in to Intelligent Automation Insights. Until next time, think about how these insights might change your go-to-market strategies.
Thanks everyone for joining us on this journey through the world of agentic AI. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let us know if there are any topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.